Pamela Waxman spends every minute of her free time hiking, camping, and backpacking through the woods. And when she's in the woods, she smiles a lot. And she talks slower and a little easier than when she's in her day-to-day life. She likes exploring nature with other people, but she also enjoys going out by herself. And she does that a lot. And that really stresses out her parents.
They're worried that something's going to happen to me, something bad. That either I will be attacked, or that, you know, I'll break a leg or something and there won't be someone else there to help me or to go for help. They don't want to lose me and they don't want me to suffer.
For some people, there's a lot of fear involved when women go into the woods, especially when women go into the woods alone. For Pamela's family, this concern is based in reality.
Well, my sister was murdered out in nature, attending to something she loved. Like, she was alone in a wooded area, and somebody attacked and killed her. So it's easy to see a parallel with me going out in the woods and being alone in a wooded area.
Pamela's older sister, Cindy, was sexually assaulted and killed in the woods near her home. She had just turned 11. Pamela was 8. It makes sense that Pamela might not enjoy being out in the woods, but that's not what happened. Instead of avoiding the woods, she embraced the woods.
I do turn to nature as a place to be, and it's definitely linked to the fact that Cindy was murdered sort of in the wooded... I mean, it was sort of a wooded area in the suburbs, but still, like, I reject that. I'm not going to live that way. I'm not willing to stay indoors and not go out because someone might murder me in the woods. I don't think that's rational. And I don't want to and will not live that way. And I don't want to set the example for other people to do that. Like, the first thing my parents did, like, really soon after my sister was killed, was send me away to camp. Which seems totally ridiculous now, but, you know, backpacking, which I don't think I'd ever done. Backpacking, rock climbing, and rappelling under the supervision of, like, basically a bunch of teenagers, you know, 19-year-olds, for a week in the High Sierras. Sounds insane. Was totally great. And I'm so grateful that they sent me, because it would have been really easy for them just to clamp down and be like, no, you're staying with us where we can watch you. But they didn't do that. You know, they sent me out into the woods.
Did nature help you heal from her death?
No, I don't know. Have I healed from her death? Not really.
But she keeps going back to nature. Today, Pamela works at a teen center, and she recently took a group of teenage girls on a week-long camping trip. She said the girls would say things like, I'm afraid of the dark, or the woods are creepy.
There's a lot of fear. I think it's an internalized fear about violence, rape. I never hear, they may feel it and repress it, but I never hear boys and men say that they're afraid to be out in nature.
So helping young women feel safer and more comfortable in nature has become one of Pamela's personal goals. Pamela says that nature has taught her about survival. It's taught her about being normal and being fine. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.